Just go to Jen, because, you know, Jen, Patrick and I were talking yesterday about the possibility, of course, of this offer of $100 million that we're hearing now that the island appears willing to accept. Do we have a sense from this meeting, the CIA, what you are hearing as well, on what kind of reforms they're likely to see, right? They want to see, and how quickly?
Well, Issa, in addition to those security reforms that Patrick laid out that came up in that meeting with the CIA director yesterday, they are also pushing what they describe as economic reforms on the island, essentially opening it up to private investment. This was something that was a key focus of a different visit by U.S. officials last month to the island, where they met with senior Cuban officials. And they were saying they needed to make these economic reforms in addition to those security reforms in the near term, or else they would continue to face a catastrophic situation. Now, it is clear here that these economic restrictions are going to remain in place unless these alleged reforms are taken by the Cuban government. However, the State Department says that they are willing to offer this $100 million in humanitarian aid only if it is given through the Catholic Church or independent organizations on the ground. They say that this is the key string that is attached to this offer, that it has to be distributed through these independent organizations. Now, a senior State Department official said that they have been in touch. They have reached out to the Cuban government through what they describe as a senior channel between the State Department and senior leadership in Havana about this aid. Cuban officials have indicated that they would be willing to accept it if there weren't conditions on it. However, it is clear here that the administration is trying to push this message that if the suffering continues, it is not on the U.S., that it is on the Cuban government. So they are trying to inject further anger among that population on the ground that is suffering these catastrophic humanitarian situation there.